Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, How to Harvest. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
It is so sad. Many Christians feel that way. I've been faithful. I've worked for you, Lord. I don't have a new car. I don't have a new house. I'm behind on this. I'm behind on that. Why won't you give me anything? Some young yahoo comes in and gets saved next week testifying about how God gave them a new car. Yeah. That ain't right, God. I've been going to church faithful for nigh on 43 years. And just barely getting by. And see, there's, even though folks don't say it, there's a lot of people have this in them. It's under the surface. They don't say it. They try to cover it with phony smiles. But there's bitterness, anger, hurt, resentment. So the father said, "Oh, baby, I'm sorry. I should have done more for you. I didn't appreciate." No, that's what society will tell you. It's what religion will tell you. No. Because the father did not fail him. The father did not short him. What did he tell him? Anybody know? What did he tell him? He said, "Son, you're always with me. Don't you think the father knows who's with him and who's not with him and who's doing for him and who's not? Do you think the father ever forgets that and can't keep up with it?" No. Scripture says specifically, he is not unrighteous to forget. Amen. What we do, he never forgets. "And all that I have is going to be yours when I die." No. No. "I was planning on getting things to you." No, no. We already read, he divided unto them the inheritance. They both got it at the same time. Baby boy got his, blew it, used it wrong, but older boy didn't get any of it. And is mad and bitter because he's not enjoying life and doesn't have anything. What's the father saying? What are you talking about? I never gave you anything. Do you see that this elder, hardworking, faithful in the church, Christian, has no revelation that he is to possess what has been given him? He's waiting on the Father to spoon feed it to him, to sit him down and put it on him. What's he saying? "Son, everything I've got is yours. You wanted a robe? You know where the closet is, boy. You wanted a kid? You wanted a party? You could have had a party every week." Why? The baby boy believed it. He took it. Didn't he? And he took off. But elder boy despised everything that baby boy had done and missed the great truth that he could have appropriated too. And he wouldn't have had to gone and send it away. He could have done something good with it. But you have to rise up in faith and possess. Has God given us anything?
Yes.
I said, has He given us anything?
Yes.
He's blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. He's given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. He gives us richly all things to enjoy. He said, "I have come that you may have life and you may have it in abundance to the full till it overflows." We haven't been enjoying, not because He didn't give it, but because we haven't possessed.
Thank you, Lord.
You got another couple of minutes?
Come on.
Go to Joshua then. I'll end with this, I think. Joshua 18, I believe it is. Joshua 18, 2. "There remained among the children of Israel 7 tribes which had not yet received their inheritance." Now this is Joshua. How many understand Joshua is after Exodus?
Yes. Numbers. Deuteronomy. And we already read back there where God said, I give you this land. Now go possess it. Now all these years later, seven tribes still hadn't received any of it. Many years later. And here's the word of the Lord, verse 3. Joshua said to the children of Israel, how long are you slack to go to possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers has given you? See, I don't know what they thought they were waiting on, but he's saying, God's already given it to us. What are you waiting on? Idleness. Slackness. How long are you going to be slack to go in and get this? Well, if you read the rest of the chapter, you'll see that they begin to move forward and make effort to possess it, and many of them did. But one tribe in particular received this message completely. It was that praising bunch. The Judah tribe. Huh? The loud bunch. When they heard him say this, what are you waiting on to possess your inheritance? The leaders looked at each other and they thought, we got to do something about this. I said, you want to possess? Let's possess. We ain't waiting on God. The word of the Lord has come. He asked us to our face, what are you waiting on? Let's get her going. And they sent word to everybody, we possessing. And they scoped it out and they mapped it out and they planned and they made provision and everybody strapped their gear on and everybody loaded up their donkeys and everybody loaded their swords and their bows and everything else. And they went and possessed. Amen. And they possessed. Amen. And they possessed. Amen. And they possessed. And they sent back word and said, we got it. We got all us up here in the north. They said, is any over to the west? Yeah. Get it.
Yeah.
So they possessed and they possessed and they took some more and they took some more and they sent back word and said, we got her. Any down south? Well, yeah. Take it.
Yep.
And they possessed and they possessed and they possessed and they possessed.
Hallelujah.
Sent back word and said, well, we got all of that too. And they said, well, is any over to the east? Yeah. Get it. And they possessed.
Yeah.
And they possessed.
Yeah.
And they possessed.
Yes.
And then they possessed.
Yes.
Yes. Mr. Well, I didn't read that exactly like it that in there. Let me tell you how I know that happened. Chapter 19. Chapter 19 and 9. Out of the portion of the children of Judah was the inheritance of the children of Simeon. They got all of their inheritance, a whole tribe, out of what Judah took. You know why? For the part of the children of Judah was too much for them. Therefore, the children of Simeon had their inheritance within the inheritance of them. And not one word about the Lord reprimanding them for taking too much. Simeon is still dragging around and whining and hasn't got a place to live. And Judah has taken so much that they say, hey, moving over there on the east side. We won't even know you're there.
That's right.
Why? Well, we done took too much. We just got to possessing, and we got to gathering, and we just didn't stop. And we took too much. We took too much. Oh, theologians and crusty Christians will snarl, and they go, oh, that's just too far. That's just too much. You're right. That's too much, and too much is exactly what we need to take.
Yes.
Friend, there's always going to be the tribe of Simeon. They don't believe in prosperity. They don't believe in sowing and reaping like us. They don't believe it, but they're hurting and they need help.
Right.
And there's got to be folks like us.
Come on. Yes. Yes, sir.
People like us that just go on and take way more than they'll ever need or use, so God could use them to help Simeon.
Yes.
What do you need with all that? There it is. Simeon needs help. Did I read it right out of the Bible?
Yeah.
Too much.
Too much.
They took too much. And it was the plan of God.
Right.
Worked out perfectly. Helped the people of God. Helped a whole tribe of God's people because they took too much. I believe God's working this in us. I believe His Word is building us up. Our faith, our vision, knowing how to be led, knowing what to do. I believe the Lord would flow big resources through us, through you and me, through this church, through this ministry. Come on. We've already seen millions.
Yes, sir.
You believe God's bigger than that?
Yes.
I said, do you believe God's bigger? Well, what's bigger than millions?
Billions.
Tens of millions? Hundreds of millions? Billions?
Yeah.
So that's just too much. Right. Exactly right.
Yeah.
What do you need with all that? There's got to be a tribe of Judah. There's got to be a people with passion and vision and faith that won't stop.
Amen.
They won't stop with a little narrow vision. They won't stop with just a few bucks. Come on. They won't stop with just one or two.
Yes.
They think, well, if two is good, why don't we go ahead and get ten?
Come on.
Yes. Glory to God.
Huh?
Yes.
Why buy the car? Just buy the whole train.
Yeah.
Why get the acre? Get the county.
Come on.
Why not?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Well, what do you need it for? They did not know Simeon would have all their needs met when they were doing this. That only happened later. And that's why I talked to you about your houses and your buildings and your lands. People say, well, what will I need with all that? There's no need for the Lord to talk to you about it and you don't have it.
Right.
But I assure you, when you get it, you'll find out.
Yes. Praise the Lord.
You'll find out Simeon needs help.
Yes. Praise God.
And he'll be so glad. And Simeon will sit on his porch and pray for you. Because his life is totally different. Because you took too much. Stand on your feet and lift up your hands. Let's praise the Lord. Oh, Father, we praise you. Oh, we give you glory. We give you thanks. We magnify your name. We praise your goodness.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, How to Harvest, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 6th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
God, God who gives me